So no one actually deserves to be picked or selected for a team. A lot of getting selected is about being in the right place at the right time and performing like consistently over a long period of time. Because if you're performing consistently, it doesn't matter where you go, whether there's scouts there or not, like you've got a good chance of getting seen. Versus if you're not that consistent, you have one-off matches where you play pretty good and then the next match, you know, you don't perform, then the chances of getting seen are just going to be lower because, look, there ain't going to be scouts at every single game you play. One quick story. So back in 2007, when they used to do the national or regional all-star tournaments here in the States, there was a trip down to Florida with the Northeast All-Stars. Look, I didn't have to go, but I made the decision. I was like, you know what, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm just going to go play in it. Like, had no desire or no real ambitions to go down and get selected or to, you know, make any teams after going through that weekend. But look, I went down to Florida. I enjoyed my rugby. I prepared well for it as best as I could have while working. But, you know, we played 3 games, I think it was, and, you know, I played some of the best footy I had all year, and also enjoyed it more than any other tournament I played in up to that point, like being in Florida, good bunch of blokes, just playing really fun style of rugby. Look, after day one, I didn't know about it, but the USA Men's Sevens coach was there, and there I got a call that night from him asking if I wanted to go on a camp in the new year in preparation for the Wellington Sevens. So look, it just shows, like, you know, and from there, like, I was in the Eagle mix and I was in there for a good 7 or 8 years. So you just never, I guess the theme of the story, you just never know when you're gonna get seen or stand out or when a coach is gonna see something in you. The key is just to be ready, right? Be ready and be prepared and be open to different opportunities, because you just never know, and that can kind of set you on the path moving forward. So if there's an opportunity coming up, or a camp or a trial or a tournament, or you got an opportunity to do something that's going to put you out of your comfort zone a bit and sort of test you and test your rugby and what you're made of, highly recommend just go for it, say yes, because I'm proof that, you know, you can perform in one weekend and then all of a sudden you could be at the Olympic Training Center putting my name forward for USA selection, and which I did. I had a good camp, and a week after the camp I was in Wellington preparing to play in the Wellington Sevens in front of friends and family and representing the USA, and yeah, still gives me goosebumps. Pretty cool.